What's up, guys, and welcome back to Highlights with Brady and Aiden. I'm Brady.
I'm Aiden.
Today, we're going to be talking about our senior years.
Yeah.
It's a big moment. It's a big moment in our lives.
It is. It is. Last year in high school, it is a scary time, too.
Yeah. It's one of those things where you, as like a first grader, second grader, you never like expect it to come.
Even as like, a high schooler, I didn't expect it to ever come.
I mean, even as like a freshman or a sophomore, I remember just being like, oh man, seniors.
I remember this.
So old.
Like halfway through this year, I was like, oh shit, next year is going to be the last year. I'm like at home. I'm like,
it's there's so many things that's just a lot to process. And like when you really take a step back and look at it and think about it, it's wild.
It is. It's pretty terrifying knowing that it'd be the last year where I'm in the comfort of my home. Like after that, I'm off at college. Like I'm not planning on being around my house. Like it's not.
Yeah. Right. Right. So we're going to talk about our goals for senior year, goals and hopes, and then we'll talk more in depth about just like our own personal thoughts and stuff on that. But before we get into it, a quick word from our sponsor. Okay. So hopes. Well, one, obviously I hope we're there for the first day of school on senior year.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I would love to be there pretty much the whole year.
It's more ideal than being home. It's one of the things where I've been home already for like the length of a summer. So it's like, you know,
yeah, we get an extra long summer.
It's one of those things. It's like those things that's like make holidays and weekends and stays off so awesome is because you don't get them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get, you know, like if you were to have like a Christmas break all the times, it doesn't become as
well. You have it every year.
As it was. Well, I know, but I'm talking about if you had one like every month.
Yeah, I know. Well, in college, you get a month off for it, pretty much.
By the time that'll be.
Which is weird. Yeah, that'll be. Not that that's what we're talking about right now, but.
No. Let's see, some other, obviously, more personal, like for track, obviously I hope to have a lot of success, maybe make state if I'm lucky.
Yeah,
but a lot of that comes from putting in the time and work now, and it is really difficult to do so.
Yeah, my goal is make it to state, hopefully place. That's the overall big goal, is place. And
that would be pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool.
There's no chance that I even place or probably make finals. So the goal would be to just get down there, which is a long shot and a half, but
yeah. Well, you'll get invited down anyways. You'll be there.
I'll be there anyway, even if I'm competing or not.
Yeah. Finals would be, even making it to finals would just be so much fun.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you're not going to remember one meet, one mark. You know, you're going to remember the experiences, the people.
Yeah.
And that's one of those experiences that.
Yeah, that's why it'd be so much more fun if you were down there, too. Like,
competing, but you'll get invited. Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully competing. Hopefully, that would be very exciting.
It would.
Also, you probably want to go down for cross this year too, right? Probably should.
Yeah, I mean, odds are I'll be at least an alternate.
Alternate.
The goal
Yeah.
is to be running.
Obviously to be running, yeah.
But we should we I'm not going to say we're guaranteed, but very, very high
Yeah.
chance that we make it down again.
Yeah, the team's still pretty solid for cross. Yeah, it's also gonna be weird for me this year. This is the first year I'm just gonna be playing one sport since I was
All right, you did volleyball
like five. Like I've been playing multiple sports my entire life. It's gonna be weird to like just hone in on one for a whole year.
year.
Trying to accomplish that. Yeah, it's gonna be weird for me.
Some other goals, I'm trying to think. Obviously, everything we're saying today is it's right from the heart, you
Yeah.
know? That's the most pure form
It is.
that we can give. So other goals, I don't really
Graduate.
know. Obviously graduate.
I don't think we should have any trouble doing that.
No.
We're not completely helpless in the classroom.
No. Other than that, I mean, I don't think there's any goals. I think just enjoy the last year for what it
Yeah,
is.
just have fun. Hey, try to hang out, everyone. Like, not just focus on school this year, you know.
Right.
Try to have some fun with it too, because it's the last time we're gonna be around all these people. For it's probably the last. Yeah, it's the last
Yeah, I'm
time.
getting into like the more like obviously like personal thoughts and things on it. Like these are the people that we've been around with since we were six.
Our entire lives.
Since we
Yeah.
were six, it's even before like preschool. And
Yep.
you know, you've been with them for 12 plus years. And then, you know, just like
You'll be
that,
lucky
it's
if one goes to college with you.
just like that, you'll 95% of them, you know, you'll never see the rest of your life.
It's gonna be weird. No, knowing that when I graduate, I'm never gonna see most of those people again.
Yeah, and it's wild to me because, you know, like I said, you've been around them for so long, but you know, you get accustomed to seeing them every day. You know, you have
Yeah.
conversations with so many of those different people. And then, you know, you graduate and you go to college and it's like you're starting over from day one again.
It's a fresh start.
And yeah, and a lot of
Whether
people look at
it
that
be
in
good or bad.
either a good way or a bad way. You know, a fresh start is, you know, say you didn't have the greatest high school experience or you didn't have a lot of friends, you know, you have an opportunity. But
To
say you're
start over.
someone like, you know, you or me who had a lot of different friends,
Yeah.
and now you have to go and start over. It's something I'm not looking forward to.
I don't know yet if I'm excited for that or not excited for that, because like I don't really care as much. Like I'm never gonna see my school friends again, but I know at least over the summer, spring break, and like a winter break, I'll see like you, Matt, all the boys, you know. But I won't see like any of the school people again. That's what I'm trying to think. Am I mad I'll never see those people again? I really don't know. Like,
Even your best friends after those 4 years of college when you get to see them on the
oh,
breaks, potentially then you'll never see them ever again.
yeah. That's when it's like, well, yeah.
You know,
And
it's as much as people are like, wow, once you get to high school, you know, you're like a young adult, you know, you're
you're
growing
not.
up.
It's college.
It's nothing. It is nothing. And I'm gonna say it's nothing compared to college, even though I haven't gone, but
Yeah.
just
Because that's where
at
your
least
really life
from
starts.
my eyes, at least in my brain, you haven't done anything.
Yeah.
And so, because you know, obviously, I understand that there are people, you know, now in high school who have like social issues and stuff like that. But then when you go off to college, it's that's a whole nother level. You take, you have going into that place, assuming no one goes with you. You have no friends. You're on your own for probably the first time. You have to survive and do everything for yourself. Even in high school, I think it's obviously so, taken for granted how easy life is.
You don't have to have like great social skills in high school to make friends. You just need to do something. But in college, you have to be able to communicate with people and talk to people than make friends because you don't know any of them. You know the people in your high school, pretty much every one of them by name. But if you're going off to college, you're starting over. You gotta learn. Like,
You're not just pulling from two, three neighborhoods. You're pulling from the whole country. And I think, I don't know, it's crazy.
It is pretty
Absolutely
crazy.
crazy. And I think for me at least, a lot of my friends have come from sports. Definitely, over probably three-fifths of that. And then the other occasional ones
Some way,
come
shape, or form, at
from,
least.
having a class where, you're sitting near people and obviously
You're able to
conversations
talk.
happen and then, there you go. But so many high school athletes are not going to compete in
Compete
sports,
in
whether that's
college.
D1, D2, D3, NAIA,
And I,
JUCO.
yeah.
Even people who do have the ability, like the talent to do so, don't, or not all of them will, at least, because whether that's through their major, or for me, like, what I'll probably major in is not offered many places. And so
Yeah, same.
the places where I, could go, say it's D1, a D1 school or a D2 school, I probably couldn't go
Couldn't
there
compete.
and be
Don't have
an
the,
athlete.
yeah.
And one of the things nice about being one is because, you're thrown into a group of people with similar interests and whatnot right away. And, you're a team, so obviously you're going to talk and do whatever. And it's an easy way to, make friends.
Yeah, that's definitely something that's one of the reasons I want to compete in college is because I want that ability to have at least some way, it's a good way to make friends. It's something that I'm passionate about. I like doing it. And I should have the skill, probably maybe not D1, but at least D3, D2 to compete. So that's definitely something I want to do, 'cause just for those reasons. It's, and
And
that's
then
why
you
I
have
need
to
to work on
take,
high school.
yeah, and then you have to take in a whole another aspect of, where do you want to live? Because oftentimes where you go to college, you get a job there and, you end up living there. So then you got to start looking at colleges and areas where you do want to live. Like, and obviously you and me, that's not Illinois. So then we got to start looking at colleges and other places that offer that same sort of thing. So it's a lot, I think.
Especially since we didn't get this spring in a lot of the summer to visit colleges. We're gonna have to do that, be doing that senior year. Like, I hope they give us some extra days to do that this year. I know usually it's only one or two, but I hope there's some extra time to do that.
And you look at like decision day or whatever, just at like what, end of April,
Yeah,
maybe
May
early
1st.
May, something like that. And that is like, I mean, like that's middle, like that's still during the track season. And you take the fact that we lost this year, we have to take our like during the season, our senior year, like stats and whatnot, and then start taking that and messaging and out to different colleges, whatever. And that's a long process. You know, it's not like texting one of your friends where it's like, hey, blah, 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 can you do this, blah, blah, blah. And then they respond within a minute and you respond within a minute. And it's back and forth. It's, you know, days, weeks, to make any sort of progress.
That's why this summer is going to be so important for us in track and recruiting and all that. We need to get our PRs up and
You don't
get
really
to the
have any
point where
summer
we're,
meets, though.
but at least like get to the point where our skill is ready for like those indoor meets and those first outdoor meets, so we have the numbers.
I think so. Another, I guess, goal, of mine, I think no matter what happens during senior year, it's just to try to enjoy and make the most out of every single day. You know, whether there's something that I don't like or I'm s have a cold or something like that. Just trying to live every single day to its fullest because, like we've said countless times already, that it is our last chance.
Our last dance.
It's our last dance, yeah. And you only get to go through all these things once. You know, like you look along a lifespan, say, is when you're born to 90, which is generous. But from ages, you know, like 5 to 18,
Your prime.
yeah, like it's such a small margin, but that's when it's like the highlight of your life. You know, being able to
Is.
do what you want when you want, have friends, be with friends all the time. And I just think it's not taken advantage of enough.
Yeah, I agree. It's
I mean, I know I'm guilty of that.
yeah. Oh yeah, I am too, 100%. And looking it out now, I'm like, shit, I wasted so much time already, and wish I could go back and maybe live that out a little bit better. But
You know, if I could go back to, say, sixth grade when you first, you know, make the jump from, you know, your like small 100 kids or so to all, you know, the schools that feed in. If I could just go back to sixth grade, you know, I would do things so differently.
I would. It's just really, it's really hard knowing that you're leaving everything.
You
Everything
know,
that you've known
especially because
for
we're not gonna, yeah. Continue.
the past 17 years or whatever, 17, soon 18 years.
And we're probably not gonna be going to college anywhere near home. So, you know, you start, you know, you leave behind your hometown, your friends, your family,
Everything you know.
your experiences, like your life up until that point, you're leaving behind to start, you know, I guess a new chapter. And, you know, if you were to like split your lives into that,
Part two.
yeah, I think, you know, as an eighth grader and you go to high school, you're like, man, you know, this is the big leagues now, you know, like this is huge.
which it
But
felt like it at the time, but
once you become a junior or senior and you realize just how big of a step that going from senior year to freshman year is, it's crazy.
it
Like
is
that
crazy.
is
It's
really a new chapter. It's a fresh start, you know.
it really is.
If you look at like those big points in your life, obviously you have like that first one, which is obviously going to school for the first time, you know, elementary, middle, high school. Then you go to the second one, which is college. Then you get that third one, which is like life after college. You know, you're officially independent,
Yeah, you're on your own.
on your own. You know, you have a job, you have a house potentially, or apartment, or but then
Whatever.
so far down the line. And then I think that third big one is when you have
Third or
kids,
fourth,
probably.
yeah,
Because
that's a
that's another time when like your life turns on its head again. You know, you're not only like providing for yourself, but you have to provide for other people now.
yeah, and you're teaching those kids
Yeah.
how to go through what you did.
And then the fourth one, I think, is when you become, or I guess when they go off to college.
Yeah.
Because at that point, then it's, you know, you're, I guess, an elderly. When you're,
Yeah, and
you know,
it's
in
crazy
that
to think.
last kind of phase of.
It's crazy to think our parents are moving into that stage soon. And it's like,
For me,
it's big
obviously,
for
I'm gonna
them
be,
too, because we're the first kids going in our families, and that's big for our parents.
I think as well, you know, these so I'm basically 18, just basically what, just over a month, a little over a month.
Yeah, a little over a month.
I the 18 years, not like I remember when I was one or two
Yeah.
or three, but I do remember like preschool a little bit and whatnot, and then much after
Yeah, I remember that.
that, those looking back, the time's gone so fast from
Yeah,
like
it really has.
0 to 18. And you know, time only goes faster as the years go by faster as you get older, and you just 18, you double that, that's 36.
Yeah,
It's like
it
in a blink of an eye, I'm gonna be 36. And obviously in the now looking at it, it's like, well, you're freaking stupid.
Oh, if we're looking at it, we're almost to the point where we're like a quarter of the way done with our lives if we live a
A
complete
good
full life,
one, yeah.
which
So
is it's like 72. Yeah, it's like a full.
it's, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's a scary
It's,
time knowing that.
you know, I think the saddest
Lot of.
part about it all isn't leaving, you know, my family, isn't going somewhere new. It's leaving behind like the best times of my life. Being obviously my friends and, you know, track and sports.
Yeah.
You know,
It's
obviously in high school, you do the thing where some of your classes you try to, you know, coordinate with friends or whatever. So, but you can't coordinate your college, you can't coordinate your life, you can't coordinate your jobs.
yeah. He
Which, you
can't.
know, then you leave everything, you know. It's just, it's gone
Yeah,
just like that.
we got two huge decisions coming up in our lives. Like in the less than a year, we're going to decide our major. So pretty much our job path and our college, which is like a good chance where we're going to
That's
live.
the big, that's the
Two of the biggest choices in our
That is
lives.
the big, in my opinion at least, choosing your major is slash college. I'm gonna
It's
combine
one.
them into one.
It, yeah.
Major in college is the biggest choice
Oh,
that you'll ever
that
make
we've
in your
had to make.
life.
Yeah, for sure.
Just because that is what, sets your future.
It is, and it's scary knowing we're about to make that decision unless, and most likely by what, December, we're getting into early admissions. Like sending, like it's like, oh my God, like I'm
And
gonna
you look at
have.
you just look back at December this year. Like December this year, we were w w December what, 4th. We were sitting in a classroom with the rest of the people on the track team, like talking about what the preseason plan is going to look like. I remember that meeting like it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. And that time,
And that was half a month. That was over half a month ago. Or I'm sorry, half a year ago.
half a year.
Half a month, jeez. Over
And
half a year ago.
that time next year,
That time
a
next
lot of us
year.
will have sent in like some college admissions, like stuff. And it's like, and it's just crazy to think that. In a year, what can happen and how much our life can change by a simple decision, and how much it'll alter the rest of our life and the future of others too. It's just that small decision is gonna affect everything.
I don't know.
Yeah, so there's a lot of seniors gonna be a lot of fun, hopefully, and
At the
a lot
end
of
of the
excitement,
day, the
but
goal is to just enjoy every moment, have fun, even if it sucks, like you have to give a presentation or you have to take three tests in a day or something. Just, try to look on the
it's
bright
senior
side
year.
of things. I can guarantee you, say
Second
you take
semester
that test
senior year.
in January, and then 6 months down the line, which is what, July, you're
Yeah.
gonna
You're not gonna have a single thought about that test.
No. And you're gonna wish that the days that you'd spent, worrying
Only
about a
studying
test,
cramming
worrying
or
about a
whatever.
speech, whatever,
You were doing something else.
or just enjoying yourself, trying to do something that you enjoy doing.
Yeah.
And it took me until the beginning of November this year to really kind of realize that, I need to start enjoying everything, because
It took me.
took that state championship run with the cross team to realize that I'm never going to get an experience like that again.
When I realized I had to really start trying to enjoy myself, it was the moment I heard that we were canceled for 3 weeks. I was like, shit, I gotta start enjoying myself. Like, I can't,
You're only good at
you
for
never know when it's
4
gonna get cut
years.
short. You never know when it's gonna get cut short. And that's why I realized with those seniors, they didn't know that it was gonna get cut short. And they had,
And for them,
you just
that
gotta enjoy
sucks
it.
so bad.
Yeah, like I couldn't imagine. Like,
I can tell you on the day when we got out for what, 3 weeks it was. I can tell you on the day I fully expected to see everybody again.
I didn't. That day, the next day, I was like, yeah, shit, we might not be coming back. those seniors might not get to see everybody again. I got to start enjoying this. I don't know when it's going to get cut short, and that's when I realized that I gotta,
You know, and I think
start enjoying it.
just the when we had that championship run with Cross, and I remember I was the next guy out of like being on the official roster, state
Yeah,
roster.
official state.
I was one
Yeah.
guy out, and I was pissed. I was so mad.
Yeah.
I was like, like the feeling of just like having everything you worked so hard for 4 months just ripped from you. And I was like, I was pissed. I was so upset for like, 2 weeks probably after. But obviously now looking back, as much as it sucked, at the end of the day, the experience of just being there, winning regionals, winning sectionals, winning state, it changed my whole outlook. Like that feeling of having everything ripped from you that you worked so hard for 4 months was what changed. You know, it gave me a whole new appreciation for every experience that I get to have.
If I was in your spot, what I would have realized is high school doesn't matter as much as I might think it does. I can work hard for those 4 months, in that this case 4 years of high school. But once I get that diploma accepted in college,
You can't go back.
what did the what? Yeah, you can't go back. What did school really do? Except it taught me the basics for college. Like, it's really what it did, and
What can
you
you
just
go
gotta enjoy yourself
change
too.
with that? You can't
Yeah,
change anything.
you can't change anything. You can't go back and change the past. You gotta just go with the flow. Go for the future. And just
And I
learn from
think
it and get better from it.
for freshmen and sophomores in general, and I know myself, I was, as a freshman and sophomore, I was super self-conscious. And like, but like as a junior, I think after having the experience, everything, whatever, it's just other people, everybody has an opinion. That's what makes people human. You know, you can't go and change their opinion. You can't choose what other people think of you or what they say of you. So why worry about that? You know, just be you,
Be
enjoy what makes you you, and don't spend, you know, those 4 years.
worry about what other people think.
Right, because those 4 years are supposed to be, you know, the best 4 years of your life.
Best 4 years of your not life, not the best 4 years of their life, inflicting on yours. Make it your for 4 years, not theirs.
You know, and me being a like being skinny, I remember as a freshman and sophomore, I would just hear it from people being like, oh my God, you know, eat something or whatever,
Eat a
like
sandwich.
hit the weight room or something like that. And I'm like, obviously I could hit the weight room more, but I do a decent amount. And
Oh yeah, nothing happens.
at the end of the day, like, so who cares? Like, if they're not gonna accept that, then don't listen to them. You know? Like, don't let it get to you. Hear it, you know, and then just let it go. You know, even Beerus. Like, at this point, everything he says to me, it's just like, okay, dude.
Who the hell
Like,
cares?
okay. Does that make me any worse
Cool,
of a
bro.
person? Any worse of an athlete? No.
Just because your
So,
daughter can bench more than me.
no way. But, like,
Was
those are
such a
just
funny
the.
line, though.
I don't know. Like, those are just the examples. Those are just examples. Like, you can't let other people's opinion or thoughts or whatever, get to you. Just enjoy the moment.
Very true. And a bunch of people let those people ruin their high school experience when they really shouldn't. They should just do it for, just do it for yourself. Don't do it for them. And I feel like people make that mistake just all the time.
Yeah, and I mean, I understand too, especially if you in middle school, everything's a popularity contest. But once you get to high school, things are different. Obviously, you have 4 years mixed together and new classes that involve all 4 years of people, and you find different, things. And it's just at the end of the day, it doesn't matter whether you have 10K followers on Instagram or you have 10. Like, it doesn't change you at all.
Anything.
So.
And I honestly wish that in middle school and high school, my youngest sister, it she just doesn't care what people think. And she just does whatever the hell she wants. And I kind of wish I was like that in middle school and even the beginning of high school. Like I just didn't care. But I did a little bit. I did. And it probably affected some of my decision making. But her, she just doesn't care. She does what she wants and she does it. And that's one of the things I'm like, I wish I was like that. I honestly do. I wish I could do that.
Okay, well, basically, to summarize what we've said, at the beginning, we were just talking about how we want to enjoy it. We want to enjoy the last year that you get to be with your friends, your best friends, and just try to make it as fun and enjoy every day to the most of its ability every single day that you can. Because you're gonna remember that you're gonna remember the experiences, the friends. You're not gonna remember the little things. Then obviously we went to college, talking a little bit about college and just how big of a step it is
In
from,
our lives and
not only for us, but from high school to
high
college.
school.
Just, it's crazy. You go from, having your mom, dad, parent, legal guardian, whoever, helps take care of you, but once you go there, you're on your own. And it's a
Yeah,
whole new
you are.
phase of life that you're going to be beginning. And then we finished with just, yes, advice or things we wish we had done,
During high school.
just, learning to not care what other people think and being who you are. And once you
As cheesy as it sounds.
once you learn to, one, take a step back and appreciate every day and every experience and learn to not care what people think, you have so many more better days and better times than you do worrying about those type of things.
100%.
And then yeah, that's and then now we're here. So, Aiden, you have any last words?
I don't. I think we hit it all. I think we pretty hit it pretty head on. Might double back for a second episode, partway through senior year, maybe. Not necessarily hopes and dreams, but just talking about how it's going and how senior year really has been going. See if we
Definitely
actually.
double back, maybe probably a year from now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Definitely we'll come
Figured. Yeah.
back with more stories, more updates. Everything like that. So this will definitely be back. In terms of next week, we have no idea what we're going to talk about, but
No. We'll have to talk about
we'll
that.
discuss. We'll discuss. As for the whole Twitter thing, we've really dropped the ball on that.
We did. I thought about it yesterday. I was like, "Yeah, it's so much work."
So hopefully by the time this goes up, we'll have it up. But we hopefully really soon.
Yeah, we'll
That's
talk
the
about it in the
goal.
next episode.
Maybe we'll try to get it.
Probably towards being.
Hopefully it'll be up by the time this goes up. Because
Yeah.
that's we have 2 days for
Yeah,
that.
we'll talk about that in the next week. Probably we'll try to talk about it.
Yeah. But anyway, I think that that is it for this week.
That
It was more of a deeper, more emotional
Yeah.
type of a week. But
It is.
it's, and it,
Awesome.
we're not like this. Like normally we're, we don't really like we just sh we're just funny, always having a good time. So it's a change of pace.
Yeah.
Change of pace for us.
It was a slight change of pace.
Next week we'll probably be back to our more original self, but
It'll probably be something funny-ish or a little bit more upbeat, at
back to
least.
our more usual self.
Yes.
But I think that's it for today.
Yeah.
For this week, we will still no update on if we're going to be doing 2 a weeks. Probably not.
Yeah, not as of now.
Maybe later in summer, but it'll be kind of difficult. But anyway, that's enough about me gaggling on, babbling on about
Yeah.
random stuff. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you for
And
listening. If you made it this far.
if you made it this far, thank you for listening, and we will see you guys next week.